Dads, Lads and Kebabs. Sponsored by Ghostalware.
And now, it's Dads, Lads and Kebabs.
Good evening, good afternoon, good morning. Welcome to another episode of Dads, Lads and Kebabs. Welcome this week, everybody. Getting closer to Christmas. It's cold outside. My bollocks are freezing. But we're here. We're beautiful. Today's happening. Oi. Despite how you're feeling. Despite how your mental health is. Despite what's going on at work. We're here for a laugh. We're here for a good time. Not a long time, people. Mickey
good
boy,
time.
How are you?
I'm on the beers.
You're on the juice. You're on the sauce.
What's that, Niall? Have a look.
Oh, is that cider?
No, it goes to these.
Oh, it's a Barocca. It's a Barocca.
It's not similar, though. Yeah. Multivitamins. Vitamin C, zinc, etc. Yeah. Got to keep the stamina up. Got to keep the body working. The old boy is feeling old this week.
I bet he is. Oh, has he? Is he? What's he up to?
Not that old boy.
Wait, hey, listen. If you look after this old boy, that old boy looks after himself.
Yeah, he's on the beach somewhere at the moment.
You know, you get to a certain age and you know you've got to start looking after your old boy.
He's got fucking sand in the hole.
Oh, sand in the jam, man. That's always my biggest fear. That's why I'd never want to go to a nudist beach. Because you just get sand in your jab.
Do you think... This is a weird question. Do you think that you'd go there and think, whoa, look at that? Or you'd just be really weird and awkward?
I would be so far out my depth with, you know, with my little soldier. just... Do you know what I mean? Listen, I'm a grower. I'm not a shower. Listen, it's not one. It's not won Grammy Awards, but it's won a few fights. You know what I'm saying?
I like that. I like that.
Like, it's. I don't know. I'd be so uncomfortable. Oh God!
Imagine if you got hard. That'd be well embarrassing.
To be honest, I think that's why I've never been to the GP. So I've touched wood. I've never had any
touch down wood. South,
down literally touch wood. Never had any down south issues. But I think that'd be my most embarrassing thing. You went to a GP. You whipped Prince Albert out, and you know, fucking next thing, you got lift off.
I could imagine in teenage years, like 18, 20, whatever. Young lads go in for like a medical for some sort of sporting thing or like army or something, and you might get a female nurse doing your medical. I reckon at that age, you know, your testosterone's like rah, raging, and then something might happen.
At that age, you're a fucking lion. Do you know what I mean? I'd pass the women's underwear section in the Littlewood's catalogue and get a fucking stonk when I was a kid. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you used to look for the see through bras, didn't you? See a bit of nip. And then so, wow. Boys were so immature back in the day. But then again, it's just natural. They're curious, you know. Oh,
honestly, back at the tell you now. Those days are gone. Those days are gone.
Oh. Not looking. Who has a catalogue now anyway? Fucking hell.
Nobody. No one's got a catalogue now. Those catalogues aren't around anymore.
You only get those special wide shoe catalogues that come through the door.
they're doing nothing.
Nah. Bit of fluff on the old sole there. Ooh. That's naughty. Naughty.
Oh, mate, that's the thing. You know you're getting old when all these things start happening. They all start going. Do you know what someone said the other day? That we were born, that to millennials, we were technically born in the 1900s.
Yeah. I was born 2 decades before you.
Yeah, you old bastard. We weren't doing age. We weren't mentioning age.
Nor am I. I'm in decades, mate.
The more I get older, the more I fail bothered about age, I'd say. Like, I'm mentally bothered about age.
You are?
Yeah, because I went to... So the past week I was on antibiotics 2 weeks ago because I had sinusitis issues.
Yeah, and I swallowed a bollock.
I kept having like really bad headaches all the time, like constant headaches. And I was like, well, what's going on here? Like something wrong. I keep getting bad headaches. You know me, literally sign myself off, sign my death warrant now and then. And I thought, well, I'm just going to get it checked out, go to the doctors, explain my symptoms.
Yeah.
But my neck is killing. Absolute killing. All right.
Well, still, and I had that for about 3 weeks. Remember, I told you when the thing went at the gym, it took me about 2-3 weeks to get over that.
This is the same situation. So, my neck was killing, but I hadn't done anything. Like, I'd been working out a little bit. Like, I was, you know, doing this quite a lot, like trying to really crack my neck.
Oh.
Anyway.
Yuck.
So really bad neck pain. Anyway, I watched this video about if you get a towel, roll it up really tight, lay on it, and then basically do that.
Yeah.
Like the doctors put me on naproxen. I was on antibiotics for my sinusitis.
That's naughty, that is.
All right. And then literally, I did this thing with a towel for 2 days straight, 10 minutes on the floor, really straight on my neck out. All right. I've bought one of those things now off TikTok, by the way, those neck things. Really straight on my neck out. 2 days I was doing that, headache stopped. So I must have had a neck issue. Like,
yeah, nerve or something.
However, every time I'd move my neck like this, I'd have a pain in my wrist.
Your wrist or your shoulder?
No, my wrist goes down to my wrist, from my elbow to my wrist.
Oh, I had it in my shoulder, yeah.
So it was obviously nerve damage. And I was like, what the fuck have I done? But then when I went to see the doctor, she was like, honestly, this stuff happens. Once you get past the 30 mark, you start realizing that actually the car needs a few new parts. And I was just like, no, I can't be getting to that stage. But mentally, my mind's saying to me, no, it's real. It's very real. You know, you are above the younger age now. You've got to fucking maintain your body. Because otherwise it will consume you and you will just become this barrel of fat illness. You're either fat and overweight and you fucking spend too much time sitting down, watching TV, eating food, not exercising enough, not taking in enough water, not just generally walking and getting general fresh air. You will stop doing that if you just become fucking lazy. And my mind is like, I had it for a few weeks. But I had this shift of you can't help getting older, but you can fucking look after the fucking carcass for as long as possible. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
I thought about doing the, what's that thing where you don't use weights? Calisthenics or whatever it's called?
Calisthenics, yeah. So it's basically it's working out with your own body weight.
Yeah. Apparently it's really, really good for you. It really builds strength in the body.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just too. I can't be asked to get down on the floor and do fucking press ups.
Isn't it weird how you fear getting down low? You get older, you fear getting down lower because you're like,
I get up again.
Problem is, when I lean over, I'm making noises, and I've watched older people make noises. So when you fucking tie your shoe up, you tie your shoe up, and you're out of breath. Do you know what I mean?
Mine's putting socks on, cutting my toenails. Fuck me. I have to go on a fucking life support machine when I'm doing my left foot. Fuck me. Because I'm right handed, so I have to go across over and I'm like, hold your breath as you're cutting it.
Do you know the best place where, like, I know this sounds wrong in any shape, way, or form, but the best place to cut your toenails is on the stairs because. If you put your, you go to the bottom of the stairs and you put that foot up and lean forward, it's so much easier.
See, I do it on my bed, and my bed is very soft because of the memory foam topper I've got. And my foot disappears. It's like, come back. It's really awkward. I never thought about stairs. Yeah, I'll try the stairs next time. In a month's time when they're ready again.
Oh, mate. So, have you had any deliveries yet?
No.
So, I've had a delivery. Not touched it.
It's got, yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yesterday.
So, I've got a delivery. I looked at all your deliveries. They're all like, because obviously they're separate. They're not always going to come in one go. My random bunch of shit. Literally. So, it's all like all the place. Some of them come from overseas, from the old, you know, the old place.
Yeah. COVID city.
Some of them come from there. And they're taking fucking ages. I'm like, but they all say they're coming this week. So, people, these Christmas presents are coming. Mickey, I've bought you presents from the other side of the world, my friend. Just saying.
Wow. That's good. Mine come from wherever they're made.
Saying that, our presents are probably made in the same factory. Let's be honest. Yeah,
probably are.
I just can't wait. The more I look at them. How, obviously, last time we spoke, you'd already started wrapping presents, hadn't you?
Yeah, I haven't wrapped any more. I've bought some more presents. I've got four more so far, but I've not wrapped them yet. I can't be arsed now. I was so good.
Another reason of getting old. You don't want to fucking, even wrapping stuff makes you feel tired.
Well, I gave my mum and dad their present because they put the decorations up. So, yeah, they're very happy with their...
Air fryer.
No, single drawer, big fat motherfucker air fryer. With a window, you can see in it. Fucking hell, they're well cool. And it's like, the tray is like this square. It's 8 litre. It's fucking, look, big box, little cardboard box. So,
Eight liters.
It's fucking awesome.
I'm not there yet.
I want to
get to the point where I say an air fryer is essential. However, I don't know if I can.
You can cook your meals for like 10p, Niall. Instead of using like a pound something for your oven.
I mean, maybe then. If that's the case, if it comes to financial, then yeah, I will.
That's why this year they've gone through the roof. So in demand, but you can buy them everywhere. Like, everybody's making them. They're all different makes, companies, in B&M, Tesco.
What are roasties like in an air fryer?
They are crispy as fook.
You see, I'm like a softy, squishy sort of roast. You know, they're quite soft to bite roasties.
Soggy. Oh, yeah. You like soggy ones with gravy on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't mind them, but looking at it, it'd be like, whoa, crispy. And you go, nice, man.
Right. Need a filling.
Yeah, apart from that, go to the chippy, bring your chips home, put them in the air fryer for 4 minutes. Another game changer, mate, another level.
You don't fuck around with chippy chips, mate. You don't do that.
You can improve them.
You don't do that.
You haven't tried them, so you can't judge. No. You have right to enter the conversation about air fryers until you have an air fryer or have used an air fryer now.
I haven't ate food from an air fryer, to be honest.
There you go, then. You can't judge. You have to reserve your judgment, please.
All right. I will reserve judgment.
We should go to an air fryer restaurant and have a meal.
Go fuck yourself. What's that? That's bloody Wetherspoons, isn't it?
Now, this is microwave, isn't it? Ready meals. Yeah.
So I went away at the weekend. I went to the York Christmas markets.
Ooh.
And I woke up on the Sunday morning, and where the hotel was staying at, what looked out the window, covered in snow.
Oh, very nice.
You don't realise, like, I mean, up there where we were far in the north.
Yeah.
You don't realise, like, fucking what, it was beautiful because the day before it was frozen solid.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolute frozen solid. And basically, it was all the trees had been like really white over with those little crystals just falling off them all. It was beautiful. Anyway, woke up covered in snow and was like, I don't care where we are. You know, me, the wife, the kid, we went out.
Yeah,
we went out in a hotel. We was like, fuck it. We just went outside, technically at the side of the hotel, just played in the snow for like 20 minutes.
Oh, nice. Get lots of pics.
Lots of pics. Lots of built miniature snowman.
Yeah.
But it was like, and then we come home, not a drop.
It didn't snow down here. It just rained.
Went to, yeah, famous York Christmas markets.
Was it clean? York is very clean. You never ever see litter in the street like you do in Northampton. Northampton.
It was, so we went on a park and ride into the city. So, you know. Getting back on a bus after years of driving it's a fucking wanker. Yeah, it's a wanker move.
Like, that's gotta be done, mate. It's gotta be done when you go to different places. Edinburgh, I lived on buses in Edinburgh when I went. Because you know, it's easier.
However, what I will say is about York is we went up the Shambles.
Yeah.
Shambles.
Yeah.
York is
oldest street in the country.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like you've just stepped into Diagon Alley.
I was about to say that, yeah.
Like it's like Tudor times / Harry Potter / like, you know, just really old. It's beautiful. Fucking beautiful. I would say ran though, absolutely. You could not move and it was horrible in that sense. Fucking was horrible.
There's two Harry Potter shops down there, and you've also got the ghost merchant of York, haven't you? The little ghost people.
Yeah, yeah.
There is always queues down the middle of the road just to get in the shop in mm-hmm. there. And their little ghosts are, they cost a fortune, some of them.
So that's why I thought you'd like it. Because that street in the nighttime, honestly, the activity that you'd probably get walking up that street, fucking, your little materials wouldn't stop. And it's dead apparently. The plate, when it reaches like 6-7 o'clock, the whole place is dead.
Yeah, when everyone goes home.
Have you been?
Not at night.
I have done
a ghost hunt there, but in the Golden Fleece pub, which is just around the corner from there. You probably saw it with the big goat hanging off, or the ram, whatever it is, hanging off. The golden one.
Yes,
I did. Yeah. Very old. Very old.
Just off the corner of the market.
Yeah, just on the corner, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Tell you what, though, York, there's no public toilets, though. Nowhere to take a piss. Because you're not allowed, you know, like, you go into a coffee shop to take a piss.
Yeah.
And you're not allowed. They look at you funny unless you're fucking a customer. I held a piss in from getting to York to getting back on the park and ride back to our car. I held a piss for that long.
When you pissed in your car?
No, they had like a fucking toilet, the fucking bus station.
Bus station. Why didn't you go inside somewhere and have a piss?
Because everywhere I went into, was a queue for like 20 people trying to fucking. I was like, hey, I can't. I'm not queuing.
What, to go toilet or to buy something?
It was going to be like Victorian times. I was just going to chuck a bucket of piss on Shambles. Do you remember when they used to do that, like in the Victorian times? They'd just like throw a bucket of shit out the window.
I wasn't alive, Niall, but yeah, I know the stories. I know history. Yeah, yeah.
Imagine you just got a new coat, something like that. And you're just fucking walking down the street,
bucket of piss,
just a cup of cold piss.
Imagine if you were tired and you were yawning. Oh, someone's brown infected piss disgusting.
Do you know what I mean? You just bit into like a sausage sandwich and it's like, oh. Saying that, just because we're talking about things. Do you remember, like, it's happened to every lad going, have you ever been hit in the face with a football? You know, the footballs where the leather's nearly going on it.
Oh,
on
yeah,
a cold day.
Sharp bits on it, yeah.
Every lad's.
And your thighs as well. Oh, slapper.
Every lad has been caught with one of those balls in the face.
Oh, yeah, fuck. they are not pleasant on a cold Sunday morning.
Lethal. Oh, definitely. Absolutely fucking lethal. Yeah, so I had a nice little weekend away. However, we took the A1 back from York, and it took us just under 3 hours to get home on a Sunday evening in the snow, coming down on you, busy A1 all the way home. I'm going to say, literally, at that point, I was like, I'm done with motorway driving. Done with it. So fucking done with it. It infuriates me. Driving anywhere over an hour, my mind starts going, I'm done. I'm done now. Come on, let's keep going. We're done now.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate it. I fucking hate long driving.
Do it at 4 a.m. for 3 hours and then see how you feel.
I've done it. So I drove all the way back from Newcastle.
I remember, yeah, the station hotel that was fucking dog shit. It was hot. No aircon, sweaty.
Yeah.
You said, no, fuck it, we'll go home in the car and get home early and just sleep.
Just, yeah, drove all the way from Newcastle back to Northampton, honestly, without stopping. No stopping.
Yeah.
Literally, filled the car back up, put some petrol in, fucking bombed it all the way.
Yeah, I'm not staying in your shithole hotel.
I'm not staying in any shithole hotel. However, this hotel was one of those old independent hotels. It was a castle we stayed in. We stayed in a castle.
A castle?
However, we stayed in a castle. We stayed in a castle. I was in the north, so it's called a castle. Right, and do you know what? Right. It was actually really comfortable. Very, very nice.
But it was cold in the morning.
Cold as a motherfucker.
Old windows, wooden frame.
It's this weather that gets me though, because I love the cold. I love it. Fuck.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Do you know when people say like, "Oh, I just want it to be summer"? I'm like, "Nah, fuck summer, fuck it."
Have you seen my TikTok today, Noel? Probably not.
I have not seen your TikTok today, my friend.
I'm gonna show you. You'll be proud of me. I would be proud. Let's turn the sound off because why not?
Why not?
I will show you my TikTok. TikTok. Right, here we go. Oh, you can't fucking see it, can you? Can you see that?
Yeah, you're scraping.
No, I'm not.
You doing the carrier bag technique?
I got a zip bag.
Ziploc.
Sandwich bag. Filled it with hot water out the tap. Took it outside. And it just melted away all my frozen troubles.
And not only that, cleans your window as well at the same time.
It does. Unfortunately, though, the weight, I know, it's amazing, isn't it? It's dissolves.
Spotless. But absolutely
it,
spotless.
It did sort of make a hole in it where my thumb was, where I was holding it, because it was hot and the pressure of my thumb went through it. So I started getting wet, but depends on the bag you have. Yeah, you can use a carrier bag. It does the same job, doesn't it?
Like, job done. Do you know what I'm saying? Look at that. No fucking about. No scraping for ages as well.
I had that the other day. It was fucking horrible. But yeah, so go check that out. Niall's little
told
tip.
You. Told you people, that is the fucking way forward. Not like pissing about with fucking scrapers and de-ice makes your windows all sticky and like it just leaves residue on there.
It also it ruins the rubber seal as well around your windows.
Don't ruin your seals. Get a bag for life, mate. Plus, everybody has got a drawer full of carrier bags they're trying to get rid of. Best way to do it is in winter. Fucking fill them up.
Exactly. So unless you pay 40p for them, then you're fucked. Then you've got to buy them anyway.
That's the thing, right? Like, people can't market that. You can't sell that kind of thing. That's why it pisses people off. Do you know what I mean? What am I going to do? Sell a load of Ziploc bags to them? Put water in it?
Bring back Niall's nuts.
Mate. This is it. Although I have got some, I've got some new fancy gloves. I've got proper thick snow gloves.
Yeah.
They are toasty warm, mate.
Do you know what I have it? Sorry, in my car. I only ever wear them when I defrost my car. They're black leather driving gloves with the white soft inside. I don't know what material it is inside, fleece or whatever. And I always I never wear them. I only ever wear them when I go outside to do my window and scrape and that. And then I fold them back and put them back in.
I bet you do. I bet you're driving along. I bet you like indicate. Wave to the passenger.
You do realise what car I drive, don't you?
Oh yeah, you drive a girl's car, mate. Hairdresser's car.
I don't think I do.
Literally hairdresser's car, mate.
That TT's lovely. Sailor.
I think maybe you... I don't know. See, I don't mind TTs, really. People moan about them, but I don't think they're that bad.
Anyone that moans about it has got a fucking Vauxhall Corsa. No offence to any Corsa people. I've had three.
No, they haven't. They haven't.
They've had a Fiesta.
People that say about them are usually, like, if I say to you cars now, you're going to associate them with certain types of people, right? big fat bloke, BNP, proper... Big fat bone, yeah, proper right winger, tattoos, one of a bulldog on his arm. He drives a Vauxhall Vectra. 100%.
Can't buy Vectras anymore. They're insignias now, aren't they?
Yeah, Siggies. We'll call them insignias. The next one is proper. No, I say this bad, but proper, like, kind of Onslow type family. You know what I'm saying? The
benefit chat, you know, people, yeah.
Yes, they drive the Vauxhall Saphira. And listen, this is absolutely down to a T, right? They drive a Vauxhall Saphira. However, they've got, like, you know, the crappy stick-on alloys to it. So it looks a bit sportier. Arm out the window, roll upon side, and then on a thing. You can associate people. You look at people and you go, yeah, you drive that car. You 100% drive that
and
car.
Knobhead show-offs in the gym drive a BMW.
BMW 3 Series, however, yeah. It's falling apart. It's falling apart at the seams. If you ever get in a BMW, you can feel it going. Honestly, we're just holding ourselves together. It could be today, could be tomorrow. One time we are going to go. BMWs are shit to drive. Absolute shit boxes. And they always have a problem where they leak the smell of fuel into the car.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, every BMW I've ever been to, you can always smell petrol or diesel.
I've only ever been in a BMW once, and that was a resident's dad at work. He took me to get another car, like to collect a car that was in the garage. Never, ever been in a BMW. Never, ever known anybody that's owned a BMW. Isn't that weird? I just want to know what it feels like. So you're on the outside lane on the motorway and you are so far in that other car's ass all the time. I just want to know what that feels like, you know, just to feel the erection coming from my pants, just to, you know. Just to know what it feels like to be a BMW driver.
I think a BMW driver is the kind of person. A BMW driver is the kind of person that pays off his overdraft every month and goes back into it. Do you know what I mean? He's that dickhead.
Guessed £1 above the fucking zero. Whoops! Here we go again. Down we go.
He's the kind of person that goes to the garage and puts 15 quid in. Do you know what I mean? Just to get through that day. Oh, 15 quid and a meal deal.
Yeah.
And then you got the Mercedes. The older Mercedes owners are now Tesla drivers.
The classic, of course, yeah.
They earn over 44,000 a year, you know. However, they've gone up market, they've got a Tesla, and they think because Tesla owners think they're saving the planet just by themselves. They're honestly like, listen, I drive a Tesla. The world is being saved by me. I don't know what you critics are doing. However, everybody knows the electric car days are done. You're all upside down on your payments. You know what I mean? Your car's not worth what it was a year ago because electric cars are too expensive and nobody wants to buy them anymore.
Yeah, and the range is shit on them.
Yep. And then you've got Range Rover drivers. The Range Rover drivers are a very, very wide range of people.
Yeah.
You've got drug dealers and drug dealers' girlfriends on one side. You've got people that wanted a Range Rover, but they like the new one, but they bought the 10-year-old one that's fallen apart. And then you've got the person that trades in their Range Rover once a year for the upgrade.
Yeah,
it's just got more money than sense.
Yeah, soccer mums.
Football mums, yeah. Football mums drive Range Rovers.
Daddy's money as well.
Yeah. No, they drive Fiat 500s.
is that right now?
I don't care. I repped a Fiat 500 for ages, mate.
Yeah.
Loved it.
You said you loved it.
Yeah, brilliant to drive. And you'd fill it up, it'd last you about a week. Like, you could do up and down the country twice and back on a Fiat 500, it'd be fine.
That's impressive. But then again, petrol has come down this last week again. I saw it at 139 today. And by the time you listen to this, it might be 138.
Go fill up the cars, people. Now we are getting closer and closer to that festive week. Are you feeling festive yet?
Not so much this week. The first week, I think 2 weeks ago, I was very festive. When I said about wrapping presents and getting Christmas cards, I did go in the Christmas shop at Western Favour the other day though, and I bought five Christmas cards and some little gonks or nonks or whatever they're called.
Gonks,
I won't say who's on them because then they might be listening and then I'll just give it away. But yeah, very good in there, you know, got loads of shit. Anything to do with Christmas, it's like B&M but concentrated.
B&M
on
steroids.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really good. I'd go in there. If you're in the Northampton area, go into Western Favour and have a look. Very impressed.
I felt it more this year that people are making more of an effort. And don't get it twisted. I'm not gonna jinx it too much just yet. But I kind of feel that people are thinking more about Christmas as a family thing, not as a present buy-in, make yourself skin, fucking, you know. I think Christmas for me is about enjoying the moment of Christmas. You know, the build-up, everybody, is the best part. Because once Christmas Day comes, it's all downhill from there.
Yeah.
Honestly, the day after Boxing Day is literally blues. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, the razors come out.
Do you know
the
what
food's
I mean?
Run out.
Foods run out. You're like, oh, suppose I might as well just spray myself with Lynx again.
I'll go have another shower.
Oh, I might as well use this Lynx shower gel, and it come with a free speaker bonus.
Do you remember them? They used to come only at Christmas packs. It was normally the woman one. Do you remember the pink and white one? The active Bluetooth or something. Speaker. Yeah, for women. Lynx for women, yeah. They only come out at Christmas. You have to get gift sets. Yeah.
And then the good thing about those gift sets, though, after about, 27, 28, 29, you go to Boots, some of those sets are like a quid.
Yeah, because they've got too many in stock. Yeah, it's funny.
Isn't it funny how the markup value on things 3 days later is gone? Do you know what I mean? Like, there's no value to anything. Every shop's like, listen, we've got crates of this shit out the back. Get it fucking sold. Just fucking sell it because we can't do nothing with it. Get it sold. Like, Lynx sets were like a pound at Wilkinson's, sadly no more.
Yeah,
they were like a quid, so you'd buy them. Mate, I'm still on last year's Old Spice shower gel.
I've still got shower gel from Christmas last year.
Like, I can't get through the shit. A bottle of shower gel lasts me about 3 weeks.
I did notice something the other day. I was shopping at work and they went into the men's aisle and looking at like deodorant and that. And I realised the Little Lynx is £4 for a spray. Antiperspirant, £4.
You smell that shit.
Some of them are nice. The Dark Temptation, the chocolate smell. Oh, I love that.
I mean, it smelled nice in 2007. Yeah, that's yeah. Smell nice.
The cookies one. There's a cookie one as well. Some I can't remember what it's mixed with. But yeah, for £4, they used to be like £1.80. And I never used to buy them then. I used to wait till they were on offer, like £2 for £2.50 or something. But £4 each.
Can we just tell people, right, and just put this out there as a serious disclaimer, is that Lynx is not a deodorant, okay? It will not mask the smell of your stinking armpits, all right? It's a body spray, okay? If you want deodorant. Get the Invisible. Oh, mate, I've gone for all the brands. Mitchin, probably one of my favourites at the moment. Love it. Yeah. Never thought I'd go down there. Didn't really look at the green can. I used to get the yellow. What's the big yellow one called? The orange lid.
The L'Oreal one. Yeah, I used to get that.
I'm on that.
I used to get Mint Fresh, one of them. The blue and silver one. I now get the little black and orange roll-on from L'Oreal as well. I always think that was hair products, but the roll-on, fucking amazing smell. I never sweat. I sweat more when I spray than I do with the roll-on. I never sweat with roll-on. It's weird.
Do you know spray's bad for you as well? It's really bad for your ass.
CFCs, the mercury, the metals, the chemicals.
In America, you cannot buy, like, spray deodorant.
Can't you?
It's roll-on everywhere. That's it. Deodorant is roll-on.
Fair play. Do they have hairspray?
I don't know. I didn't look for it.
I just wonder why, if you can't buy the spray deodorant.
An American supermarket is just... It's just a way to go broke. Like, you could spend... And the thing is, it's a time killer. Because if you're going shopping, you're planning a whole day on that shit. It takes forever to get around that fucking place.
Now, they're big.
But yeah. Massive. But yeah, so the Lynx sets are... The Lynx sets are out on the 28th. You're fucking bored. You're skint. Because you decided, for some reason, to buy some shit in the January sales that you didn't need.
The worst thing is when you get paid early just before Christmas, like a couple of days, and you just think, I need to buy them something. You just buy, I'll buy my kids something else or my missus something else. And it's like, you just buy them shit they don't want and they never use, and it just gets thrown away. It's in the way.
I think parents need to realise that as well. Do you know, parents, like, don't worry, like, I'm guilty of it. We have it hard because of, obviously, the time gap between birthday and Christmas is so short. So we buy a bulk and split it. Divide half a Christmas, half a birthday. And we don't buy a massive amount. We buy, I'd say, she doesn't have too little, but she doesn't have too much.
Yeah.
You know, so we're quite even with it. But these, like, I hate Facebook pictures of people's front room on Christmas Day. Honestly, that's like a burglar's heaven. That's literally like that's like online shopping for them. Oh, little Tony's just got an iPad. Oh, he got a motorbike too. And a new pair of trainers. Oh, he's a size 7. Okay, brilliant.
Tony, you seeing this, mate? Cool Gav. Yeah, we'll be around later. We know where he lives.
Do you know what I mean? All those people, like, the must-have Christmas, but, like, shops prey on. They prey on people that feel obligated to fucking spend hundreds of pounds on kids. Do you know the average amount that a parent spends now per child has gone up to £600?
I've never done that.
£600 is the average amount a parent spends on their child at Christmas. But then you've got a 15-year-old that wants a new phone, and you're thinking to yourself, well, I can't really afford to go and buy an iPhone outright. What I will do is I'll take out a 36-month contract at £45 a month.
On O2.
And all because that child basically said to you, I want a phone. And you feel bad if you don't do it.
Well, funny you mentioned phone. My youngest son wants a new phone. And his birthday is less than a month after Christmas. So, again, like your daughter, it's quite annoying.
Short window.
Yeah, short distance. It is for present wise. It is quite frustrating sometimes knowing what to get. But yeah, he wants a phone and he wants money from everybody in the family to put towards it, blah, 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 for birthday and Christmas, which is fair enough. But it's like, that shit's going to be secondhand, boy. you ain't getting an iPhone 15.
You ain't on that.
£1,700.
You're not on that money yet. Listen. No. If you can't supply it yourself, you get what you're given. I mean, some of the smartphones you can buy now. Like you can get the new BlackBerry. I'd go if I could do it and get off iPhone, which I can't because I'm one time contractor who I'm just sucked into it. However, if you could do it, I'd get a fucking BlackBerry again. I'd get just a basic smartphone. They all do the same job. You watch videos.
Yeah, but they need to be fast. I use Samsungs at work and they're fucking shit. They're new.
Oh yeah.
They're not, when you type messages, it's just like, wow, where what is that word? Where did that even come from? That's not even English.
Listen,
and it doesn't readjust itself, it doesn't fix itself, and the keys are they're shocking. Unresponsive, very slow. Even on the new Android. It's fucking shit.
You can get an iPhone 12 for like 120 quid.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I got a 13 Pro Max for £700 beginning of the year. It's basically brand new.
It's probably worth what now? What, like a quarter of that?
Oh no, they still hold the value. That's probably worth at least 400 now.
Still. What I'm saying is, parents, is
you can do it. But people, kids don't nowadays. It's all about show. It's about what trainers they can get. Oh, we want it new. We don't want it secondhand, blah, blah. Well, fuck off. There's nothing wrong with a secondhand phone. My phone was secondhand, yeah? The battery level was 97% on my phone, not a scratch on it. And it was two years old. From Music Magpie, I got mine from, off eBay.
Yeah,
see? It's like, wow.
So, at the end of the day, you don't have to go. You don't have to go broke for Christmas. Don't punish.
Do your research.
And trust me, I am the king of deals. I hold that title. I'm a well defended title on that thing. I have bought Vinted, so the new stuff that you can get off Vinted. I mean, I'm a cheeky fucker on when it comes to places like Vinted because you can offer people stuff. You can offer them a set amount of money for their item that they've listed. So say somebody, for example. I bought a pair of Jordans. Ooh. That's what I'm old. Fucking Jordans for somebody. And they wanted 120 quid. I offered this person 40 quid for them. They took it.
Idiots.
Because they want the money.
For Christmas.
I've bought also loads of my clothes come from places like Vinted.
Yeah.
I bought a brand new coat the other week. I bought a brand new Ralph Lauren coat last year. I paid 30 quid for it. 30 quid.
Wow.
Vinted, mate, honestly, you're all the Air Max that you love, you know, that you buy, they've got eBay, a little bit of wear on them.
Yeah.
Go to Vinted. Download Vinted.
I've got Vinted and I've got an account, but I've never used it. And talking of Vinted, I was at work the other day and I was listening. You know when you get the lunchtime call-in shows on Three Counties Radio and they talk about problems and they try and help out with like a consumer issue with a shop or that someone's bought something and they want to return it and they won't let them, blah, blah, blah. Well, some woman was selling, I don't know, let's just say it's a Gucci handbag. I can't remember what the actual thing it was, but it was £900 she was selling this for on Vinted, yeah? Someone bought it from her. And then obviously with Vinted, if you're the seller, you have to post it, don't you? And once the person receives it, they then say, yeah, I've received it. The money then gets transferred. Yeah. Is that right? Well, what happened? Yeah. This woman sold it. She sent it to whoever. They received it, but there was something wrong with it. So they sent it back. Yeah. Can't remember the full story. But anyway, In the end, the woman got it back, and then the person that bought it, she said, "Can you resend it back resend it to me. Obviously, the money's still there. But the woman, with Vinted, you have to use a certain delivery service, don't you?
Well, no. So you can put your preferences in. So
okay. Well, anyway, for this story, this woman resent it back to the original buyer using a service the Vinted didn't approve of. Because it, for some reason, time difference or something, I don't know. That's why she had to send it a different way. Well, anyway, it shows up that this woman received this handbag, but she did not send the money back.
Yeah.
Now, this woman has sent messages to the seller saying, yep, I've got the handbag. We'll just wait for Vinted and then I'll send the money over. Well, apparently, it's been like a month. She is not sending the money. So she's kept a £900 and she's also got the fucking handbag. And they're trying to go through to sort it out now. But Vinted said it was an out of app purchase or something because she sent it the wrong way. Like eBay. If you sell something out of eBay, but you met someone on eBay, you're not covered by eBay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So basically, with that, is that people will basically say, because like, for example, if you send it standard Royal Mail tracking, but you just send the copy of the paper receipt, you've sent it via out of the app. So basically what happens with Vinted is,
okay,
I'll buy a t-shirt. I'll pay for the t-shirt. The money goes into the person's hold account and it holds it. Yeah. Then basically once I've received it, I mark it as received or something's wrong.
Yeah.
Once I've marked it as received, that money gets released to that person and they can withdraw it. However, if you use a post, basically, and when you buy a t-shirt, for example, you will say, my preference is every drop-off. And because not everybody owns a printer, it'll be every shop drop-off with printer, with print label. So basically, you'll go to the shop. If I was selling the t-shirt, I'd go to the shop, scan the barcode, the label would print, they stick it on, and it's posted.
Yeah.
Person gets an automatic reply to the Vinted messages, and it says, your item has now been shipped. Here's the tracking details. You can track it now. And that's within the hour. Okay. However, if I said, I'm not going to do it, Vinted, just send me your address through Messenger, and I'll just post it tomorrow. And the person goes, well, I've still not received it. It's an out of Vinted transaction.
That's what this woman did, yeah. And that's why Vinted aren't getting involved. Because your problem, right. You went outside of the app, outside of Vinted.
People do that. It's like, you've got to remember that scammers, like people that scam people, like scamming is just everywhere. And if people can do something to get a deal, it's like the Amazon shit that I was talking about, that people fucking will order a new phone from Amazon, put their old one in the box and send it fucking back.
Do you know, like, that makes me laugh because I've sent stuff back before and it's just been dropped off at the post office. It's obviously been scammed by the post office, and then you get your refund money. And it's like, well, how do you know what's in the box? Might be fucking empty.
There was a TV show recently where, so this guy did, it was on Channel 4, and it was basically called Inside Amazon. But one of his tricks that he did was, he was sick of all the potholes in his local town. So he was ordering bags of cement through Amazon.
Okay.
He was going around, filling all the potholes up. He ordered a shed ton of it, right? Ordering all this cement, went around, did all the potholes. Anyway, decided to fill the cement bags back up with sand, tape them back up, and send them back to Amazon. Refunded him for the entire lot.
Fucking hell.
Honestly, go and watch it. Refunded him for the entire lot of what he sent back to Amazon. And basically, they then cottoned on and said, look, you've sent us back. We've had a look into it. It's fucking sand. Right.
Still a lot of sand, though. That's expensive.
Right. And basically, they've said, like, listen, at the end of the day, the moment you fucking decide to do that, it's fraud. Straight away.
Yeah.
Like, fraud now is carrying more of a prison sentence than ever because it's happening everywhere.
Mm.
Like, just like when fucking these fucking cold callers prey on vulnerable people, you know, like, fucking, they knock on their door and say, oh, we can get your gas and electric cheaper for you. Of course an old person's going to say yeah.
Yeah, because they want to save money.
So what I want you to do is I want you to transfer me £300 and your gas bill will be fucking the cheapest it's ever been for the next 5 years. Gas bills aren't changed, they've just lost £300. It fucking happens.
Yeah. Fill out this paperwork.
My thing is, right, I always check reviews. Anything I buy online, I check the reviews first.
Mm.
You know, if you're going to buy something from overseas, you're taking a gamble. Right? You know, if you're buying something and you think, and you know it's from a trusted website, but you think, is it going to look as it does on the tin? Probably not. But you're taking a gamble.
Facebook advert has got me again.
Oh. Well, by the way, actually, speaking of this, the parcel that I received is literally like this big.
Fuck off.
Yeah. It's about this big and about that.
No, it's not. Can't be. You can't fit. Oh. There's about 10 things in there.
I'll send you a photo after.
Admittedly, some of the stuff you have to do things. Oh, fucking neck pain. You have to do things with it. Right there, let me just So, in theory, it could be. It's a bit bigger than now.
I would say it's no bigger than. I'd say it's no bigger than.
Well, there's one thing in there that should be about this big.
It's no bigger than that, as a thing.
Okay. When we film it, it'll be interesting then. Because I've never had a bad order at Temu.
So I was like, what the fuck has he bought me? Because I was feeling it, and some of it's making noise as well.
Yeah, there's like 8 to 10 things in there that are useful, funny, piss-taking, festive. So the weirdest shit I could find, I found it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, so it will be good. But yeah, fucking hell, man. Like, so what? Anyway, what's Facebook done to you?
Yeah. Facebook. I ordered a fake Rolex off Facebook.
When you come to me?
20 quid it was.
Let's have a look.
I've been waiting 3 weeks. Not here yet. But that's what I'm saying. It's not here. So fuck. I don't know where it's coming from. So I've been done again, probably. That's like 4 times now this year.
Just come to me, mate. For fuck's sake, I'll sort you out.
The human dog bed. I'm still waiting for it. You can actually buy them now on Amazon. So they do exist now, but I bought one from fucking God knows where last December.
I've been done once online. And it was just because it was a deal. My eyes seen red and I was like, I'm buying it. You know, so but then I've had some crackers, like secondhand stuff I've bought and stuff that I've sold. I had a pair of trainers the other week. So I bought a pair of these trainers. I didn't know really what they were, but do you know the TV show Brassic?
No. No. Okay. No.
Again, that's your next lot of homework is to go and watch that TV show. Fucking hell, Mickey.
I don't watch telly.
All right, box set. It's just a box set. Just watch it.
You didn't say that. It's not a TV show. It's a box set, is it?
It's a box set. Just watch it. It's a good box set.
What's it on?
Anyway, it's on Now TV.
Okay. TV? I've got Sky Sports on now. I'm not sure if I've got anything else, though.
Okay, I think it's just on the TV. But if you've not had that before, then you can get it free for 7 days, just like all the deals. All right. Basically, I mean, if you're going to get it, watch it in 7 days. You can do it. It's doable.
Okay.
Anyway, so I bought a pair of these trainers and they were Nike TN with VaporMax. And basically I bought them off a lad. He was selling them for 140. I offered him 70 quid. He took it and I bought them. Anyway, they come. They're the little Nikons with the bubbles on the bottom all the way across the front.
Yeah.
So it turns out walking in them is like Don't mind me, mate. I was a foot taller, if not 2 feet. I was touching the 6 foot mark. I liked it. However, you walk in them, you feel like you're going to fall over because your ankle just goes in them.
Oh.
Anyway, they were sat in a cupboard for about 6 months, and I sold them. Bear in mind, I didn't know these trainers had gone back up, so I bought them for 70. I've had them for 6 months. I sold them for 130.
Nice.
Just the profits.
People buy trainers as
investments.
Like an investment, don't they? I know somebody that's got a wardrobe full of Jordans and Air Max that they've never worn, they've just bought, and they're in there. And it's like, okay. Like, I understand it. In America, definitely, trainers is a very worthwhile thing to get because you have shops and they got like very rare Jordans and that in there for like 50 grand, things like that. But, and they've even got, I've seen one show, you know, porn shops where they go around, the bald bloke and his family.
Porn stars.
That's it. Yeah. They went to a trainer dealer and he had the original Jordans that Michael Jordan wore in Space Jam. They had them in there. They were like 1.2 million for sale. And it's like, wow.
Someone can have a pair of my crusty old shoes for 1.2 million if they want.
Yeah, it's just like, they were crazy money.
Oh, yeah. But then I've got maybe 4 pairs of brand new shoes in my wardrobe that I've not touched.
Yeah.
Fucking terrible, mate. I'm awful. That's not the best part. Tell me, people, do not, my best advice, don't go broke at Christmas. Hunt around for deals. I guarantee the item that your child wants, somebody's selling it because their child's sick of it.
Yeah.
You know, like, I remember my daughter was into LOL dolls. Basically, little dolls.
Yeah.
Little tiny little dolls, about this big. And they come with like accessories.
Yeah.
Each doll is a tenner. So you buy a ball, they come in a ball, and the ball's a tenner.
Okay.
Honestly, me and my missus, we sat one night, we were just buying them all offline for like quid, all the accessories. We bought about 30, 40 of them. She had them all in. Full collection. Yeah. About 40 quid, 400 quid's worth.
Do your research. Don't just go to the main place. Because like Niall shows, if you use your brain,
honestly,
who knows what can happen.
Del Boy has taught me a lot in my life, I tell you. That's why I aspire. I aspire to have that lifestyle. The fucking duck and dive of Del Boy, man.
Nah, not for me. I need security. I need
you need proof of purchase for an email. Yeah. Oh, God. What another random little show. another cold night. But don't you worry, because Christmas is around the corner. So someone's going to burn the veg. Someone is going to overcook the gravy and it's going to be too thick. All right? The turkey's going to be too dry. But if you're not cooking it or paying for it, don't fucking moan. Just enjoy it. Each and every mouthful is a blessing. It's free. I love free shit. I love a freaking freebie. But yeah, people, thanks for joining us again on the show of Dads, Lads and Kebabs. You know where we are. You know what to do. See you soon. Deuces and fuck off.
The Dads, Lads and Kebabs podcast is available to listen and download on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Podbean and all other podcast platforms.